locked earrings. Papa always said I wore my heart on my sleeve. The stones were fake. He knew I never wore the real thing, not after watching Blood Diamond when I was a preteen. This wasn't the first time he had a gift delivered after missing something important to me. The difference was, this time, I couldn't push this feeling, this budding suspicion, away any longer. "I hope you didn't sprain anything," I said. Ivan cast me a questioning look. "It's a strenuous job digging through Papa's backup gift drawer." With a sigh, he ran a hand through his blonde hair.
"He cares, Mila."
"He sure has an interesting way of showing it lately."
"He's very busy,"
Ivan remarked.
"You know this."
I made a noncommittal noise. My papa must be busier than the president to explain why he hadn't shown his face for the past 3 months. He'd missed the last two holidays, and now my 20th birthday. We celebrated my birthday at the same table in the same 5-star restaurant without fail every year. Papa would order a steak. I'd smile at Enrique, the owner and chef who'd taken our orders personally since I was a child, and changed it to something heart healthy. Papa was supposed to be watching his cholesterol. I'd fret, he'd argue, but he'd eventually give in. Tonight I sat there for 2 hours with Ivan, in my unblemished reflection in the porcelain plate. That is, until an anniversary party at the next table exploded everywhere, shattering my resolve into gold confetti. Ivan was chatting up a waitress at the bar when I escaped the restaurant and ran the 5 miles home. "He's never been gone this long, Ivan." My voice trailed off before I said, "Something's not right." As usual, the same ambiguous words began to leave his lips. "So very busy. Important business deal, blah, blah, blah." I tuned him out to watch a single seagull soar above the water. I envied its wings, its courage to leap from a nest without knowing yet that it could fly. Here I was, grounded behind golden gates by Dior, and the desire for my papa's approval. I didn't realize I'd turned to walk away until Ivan grabbed my arm.
"Where are you going?"
"Home" was on my lips. But something entirely different, something that shocked even me, came out. Moscow. Had cool and collected Ivan Volkov actually paled at that single word, or was it my overactive imagination? He released my arm, his quiet intensity freezing me to the wet stone.
"Moscow,"
he repeated slowly, like he'd heard me wrong. I raised a brow. "The capital of Russia? The place I was born? The..."
"Zimolchi."
"Be quiet."
"Why do you want to go to Moscow?"
"Papa practically lives there these days. You know he's not watching his cholesterol. What if he's sick and he doesn't want me to know?"
"I promise you, he is not sick."
At the sincerity in his eyes, I believed him. The knowledge released a small weight from my shoulders, but it also added another. "What if he's in some kind of trouble?" I'd met a number of Papa's business partners, and there wasn't a single one I would be comfortable being alone with.
"And once you are over there, what will you be able to do if he is?"
"Contact the police?" Ivan didn't look convinced. Actually, after a few seconds of staring at me, he cast a disinterested look out at the bay and released a breath. It held a tense note, as if the idea of me going to the Russian police had equally amused and disturbed him. His eyes came back to mine, seemingly oblivious to the incoming tide that soaked his Italian loafers.
"You do not know how things work over there."
My fingers tightened around the jewelry box. That was only true because I wasn't allowed more than an inch of freedom. But I kept the retort inside. "If you're not careful, Ivan, you'll surely burst with all the confidence you have in me." His dry expression showed he was not close to bursting in any way.
"It is January."
"So?"
"When we were in Aspen last year, you complained about the cold. It was 40 degrees.
"Only an Eskimo would think 40 degrees isn't cold," I returned with conviction. "Regardless, I'm not that delicate. I can handle a little cold." It was the worst.